Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Oh my goodness, I'm back. It feels good to be back on the mic talking to you. Oh my God, I've been gone for so long. And I think part of honestly coming back that's hard is like you feel in that intimidation of like when you haven't texted someone back in a really long time and you're like, I know that they're probably not upset with me, but in my irrational mind, I should say, they're like pissed at me for not texting back. And I'm not texting back and it's been a week. And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm stressed about texting them back because they're probably pissed at me for not texting back. So you don't text them back for another week because you're stressed about it. So instead of just doing the thing that's stressing you out, you avoid the thing that's stressing you out. Have anyone ever been there? Because I was there. But we back. Oh my God. Okay. Where do I even begin? 4 months of being away, 4 months of being away from the mic. And I always knew I was coming back, but I just didn't know how I was going to do that. You know what I mean? When you're like, how do I even explain the change that I've gone through in 4 months to you guys? Because I am a completely different person. Honestly, I'm probably going to even talk different. I don't know. I don't know for sure. I have not recorded since May/release an episode. I have done a few episodes that are going to come out simultaneously. And I just didn't release them because I just wanted to have an honest conversation with you guys before having anybody else's conversations on this podcast. Like, transparently, I didn't even know who I was supposed to show up as because I was in an adamant leap of life, like a quantum leap, like a collapse of time. Callan Faulkner always talks about this. She's one of my best friends. She's been on the podcast before. And my incredible friend group of people who are expanders for me, we always talk about this. But I know for a fact I have changed in the last 9 months more than any of part of my life. And the last 4 months more than anything that I've changed over the course of like years and years. Okay, so let me explain. In May, I want to say it was May or June, I left my full-time 9-to-5. And if you're in the wealthy circle, you know what I'm talking about because I talked about this on a podcast privately. But this is a really new season for me. And I'm going to just like give you the skinny of it. I'll do a full like business, you know, conversation eventually. I think it's important, especially since so much of what I'm doing is business related and where I'm going. But I left because when you can feel that your cup is no longer being filled at work, that is when it's time to go. If you can feel an itch where you know, God, I don't think I'm really supposed to be here anymore, then it is time to make moves. And I'm not talking set yourself up for failure moves. I'm talking about making smart, rational decisions. I made a rational decision by making sure I was set up for success to exit. And I want to be very clear, I loved my job. A lot of my job was really a fucking fun, like really fun. I got to work on brands and events and an incredible company that I owe so many years to. It's an incredible company, an innovative company that is always working, hustling, doing all these things. And I learned a lot from my boss and a lot from my leaders. But when you are in a position where someone is being unkind to you, that's number one, and you're just kind of not filling your passion cup anymore, and you're not like getting all the things you need to get out of it anymore, it is time to leave. So it was just time. Like, I can't explain it. I think part of all of this was I've been promising myself for so long, I'm going to dive into the wealthy circle. I'm going to dive into the podcast. I'm going to show up online every single day. I'm going to be the person that I said I was going to be a long time ago. I said I was going to be this person, you guys, like 4 years ago when we started Straight Candid. And I have never once held myself accountable to actually doing that thing. I have never once been on it and been like, yes, I've showed up and I've done all the podcasts I said I was going to do. I showed up online. I made the tweaks that I wanted to make in my personal brand or myself and like how I'm perceiving myself. And I didn't. And I was just sick and tired of being like a sayer and not a doer. And that's why I left. I was like, I have to go do something for myself smartly, right? Like in a smart way. Smartly, is that a word? I don't even know if it's a word. Whatever, I don't care. And so I set myself up for success. And you guys, I have been in the rooms with the most incredible people over the past 4 months. I can't even explain to you how much my life has changed. And I hope that I can get that across in this conversation. But this new season is about like me being very real, legit conversations that matter. I want to have conversations that are going to change people's lives. I want to have conversations that are going to get real. And I have opinions. And I feel like when I talk about like why I wasn't showing up for the podcast and why I wasn't showing up for this, I realized I just didn't know who I was. I didn't know what opinions I had. I didn't know what I even liked to do anymore. I was losing myself with a to-do list and I couldn't find myself anymore. I was gone. I was stressed and anxious and trying to do a million things. And I think part of my problem was I'm very impatient. So when I say, you know, and I think some of you out there can relate to this. When I say I'm like, I want to like, I'm so frustrated. I just want to like get my account to be like, you know, back up on its likes that it used to have. Like I want to be posting every day and I want to be consistent. But like, I was saying and not doing, and I wasn't doing the work in order to get the outcome. So I can't be mad that there was no outcome. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's a chain of events. It's a problem to solution. You got to do the work to get out of the hole. You got to do the work to see the outcome. And I wasn't doing the work. And transparently, so much of the time that I spent over the last 4 months, leaving my job, getting my life back together. You guys, I'm 26 days away from getting married right now when I'm recording this, which means I'm less than that when you're hearing it in your ears. And I had so much anxiety, inflammation, not knowing who I was, not eating the right things. Like, do the fucking meal prep, you guys. Like, it will make your life so much easier. I realized this like a few weeks ago when I was talking to Sid, my trainer slash friend. She's incredible, by the way, Sydney Samborski. If you're local to Minnesota, she could train you. She was like, you have to meal prep. It's the only way to do it, to like give your body the correct amount of fuel. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, meal prep, it's going to make me eat less. It's going to be like really restrictive. You guys, I meal prep because I wasn't eating enough. I was not eating enough. My body was holding on to inflammation because I wasn't fueling my body properly. I wasn't getting enough protein. I wasn't getting enough carbs. I was getting too much fat because I was eating a lot of beef, whatever. That's besides the point. I'm just saying, meal prepping has changed my life. The theme over the past 4 months is getting my shit together and being the person that I wanted to be. The person that I said I wanted to be over and over again and never showed up as. I've been getting my health back in line, like I'm saying. Like I'm lifting, but not lifting to like complete exertion where I'm like, I'm in pain where my knees hurt and my hips hurt and something's bothering me because I've overdone it. Like I'm doing heavy, but it's reasonable. And it's like, my body feels really powerful and strong and good. Like I leave being like, yes, I'm doing 20 minutes of cardio when I go to the gym. I'm doing stair steppers or I'm doing a run and I'm running again because I used to hate running because I overdid it, right? And when I was playing lacrosse and all this stuff. And I'm moving again, like how I wanted to move and how I missed moving. And you start to do these little things one day at a time. And remember, it's like 1 week I did it once. One week I made it to the gym once because I was in my head anxious. And then the next week I went twice. And the next week three times. And all of a sudden I'm starting to show up the way that I want to show up, right? And I'm starting to get my life together. I'm having tough conversations with Jordan again about like, you know, like, oh my God, we haven't connected in like a week. And he's like, yeah, well, the truth is you've been traveling a lot. And I'm like, shit, instead of reacting, right? Like my usual old self would do when it's, you know, fight or flight, you're anxious all the time. I sat with that and I was like, you're right. I've been traveling a lot and I've been hoping that you're going to show up for me when I'm home. And you don't live on my schedule and I don't live on yours. We live on our team schedule. So like, we got to come together and like support each other when we're in, you know, these times, but I got to not just expect someone to just drop everything the second that I'm, you know, free or whatever. So again, like I'm cleaning my life up. I'm choosing not to avoid the tough conversations. I'm choosing not to react instead of like feel like, oh, that I wasn't showing up as my best self. Ooh, I was not fueling my body the way that I wanted to be fueling it. Ooh, I wasn't really moving. I was committing to the gym and I was ditching me first. Like that is just not who I wanted to be. The woman who I'm going to be in a year is not going to be that person. She's going to have her shit a little bit more together. I'm not saying I'm going to be perfect. No freaking way. but at least she freaking tried. At least she made an effort to go to the gym a good amount of times and eat healthy. And yeah, you still go out to eat, you do all your things, whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the 80% of time. Showing up, having tough conversations, healing myself honestly through calm. I'm calming down because I have removed such large stressors in my life that have weighed on me for years and not made me feel good anymore. The theme of my life right now is that cleanup, and I'm that back in those hard conversations. And I want to give you an example of a few of the hard conversations that I have. And this one is intense. I was like, oh my goodness. So in the midst of all of this, I'm leaving my job and now I'm starting this agency and like doing brand strategy work. I'm a full consultant now. Like I consult for brands, one of which is David Guillaume. He's a spiritual coach and universal spiritual educator on Kabbalah. Incredible human, incredible creative. Like literally we talk about it in our friend group. He gets a channel from like universe, source, God, whatever you call it. And he just spews it out of his mouth. He's insane. It's like, it is crazy to watch him in his element. And doing social media and all these things. And it was because of getting in the room with the right people, being around people that are expanders, but being around people that are going to lead you through these tough conversations. So this is just to set the scene. I'm pushed over the edge, you know, a little bit. Like I left my full-time job. I'm stressed on cash. Okay. I'm just going to be real. I've got a great gig with a consulting, one of my consulting roles, doing brand strategy and rebrand and all these things, but I still am feeling off. Like I couldn't tell what it was. I was like, is it the wealthy circle? Is it like that? I feel like I'm taking people's money and I'm not showing up for them as well as I should. Is it that I haven't recorded my podcast because I just don't know what to say and I'm still not feeling myself yet? So I feel like I can't get on the mic yet. I don't know what it is. We're over in New Jersey. I'm with Dr. Steph Wigner. She's been on the podcast before, but I want to have her back because we have changed so much since then. We're sitting in her living room and we do this thing when we're with our friends, which I actually think you guys should lean into, but we do a circle where we go around and we talk to each other about where each other are at. And I'll explain this. Like, so one of my friends was like, my dream is to go, you know, like expand and I want to go to move to Costa Rica. And Steph immediately is like, can I say something about your dream? And she's like, yeah. She goes, that's way too small of a dream. You could do that in like 2 days if you really wanted to. And we were all like, oh shit, Steph is out to get us tonight. She's incredible. She's coming to us with like full pure intention to expand us. Callan does this all the time. My friend Nicole does this all the time. Maggie, Anna, Kinsey, all my incredible humans that I have in my life, you know who you are. But we get around to me and I'm like, transparently, I feel like I want to show up as this person. I want to create the wealthy circle and make it really big. I want it to grow. I want to have the podcast be out there. And Steph is like, can I be really, really real with you? And I was like, yeah, sure. We're here. You might as well, right? And she's like, you are having all of these issues in your life because of unhealed internal conflict and internal dialogue. And I'm like, explain, elaborate. She's like, you are struggling because you don't trust yourself. You're not kind to yourself. You talk to yourself bad. I talked to myself bad, you guys. It was the truest thing. And I needed to just see in the mirror what I was doing. She's like, if you don't believe in yourself, like how are others going to believe in yourself? If you wanted to go get these things, you could, but you would have to try so hard and you'd be ignoring the fact that you need to heal and you need to have better internal dialogue. Because apparently when I'm talking, I'm always kind of talking myself down. Like I'm the one beating myself up before anybody could even get to it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I needed to see in the mirror that I have been avoiding the person right in front of me. I've been worrying so much about how do I grow the podcast? How do I grow Wealthy Circle? How do I make impact that I forgot to heal myself? I forgot to have the hard conversations, to slow down, to eat the good food, to really like actually believe in myself enough to take a risk on myself. And that was like, oh my God, no mentoring, no opportunity, no nothing could help me fix the internal work that I owed myself. That's intense. You're like, oh my God. And the fact when your crew of incredible humans are sitting around you in a circle and are looking at you and all like kind of nodding, being like, yeah, you got to do the work. You're like, oh my God, it's obvious to everybody. And then you kind of have to really sit with, it's obvious to me too. I was a ball of anxiety. I was struggling. I didn't have any self-worth. That's a self-worth problem. I wasn't calling in abundance. I was calling in fear. And what do I mean by that is I was sitting there being like, I really, really, really want this big gig. Ugh, I'm so scared though. How am I going to do it? How am I going to hire for it? Oh my God, what if I get it and I fail? That's not calling in abundance, you guys. That is setting yourself up for failure before you even get the big gig. I was not calling in anything positive. I always was just repeating myself in negative thought patterns and thought loops. And honestly, I would have never identified that had I not slowed the F down, been around incredible people in the room with people and like stopped talking to you guys for a minute because I just needed to talk to myself. I needed to understand where am I at in my life and how can I help people? And the truth of the matter is, and I think this is, I'm kind of going all over, but I really just need to tell you guys so many things. I've realized that the journey, like from this like leaning into growth and like to whatever this end product is that it's going to be, like the podcast, Wealthy Circle, and my agency, Cozy. I got to bring you on the journey. I can't pretend like everything's great all the time. And I didn't ever pretend. It just is it's like a habit. Like you want to be perceived like, well, I know what I'm talking about. I don't want to get on the mic and not know what the hell I'm talking about, right? But I got to bring you guys in. I can't just sit here and be like, life is incredible. I'm doing it. We're doing the to-do list. We're doing all this, that, and the other thing. No, entrepreneurship is fucking hard. Doing the work with myself is hard. It is hard to face yourself in the mirror and be like, I am my worst critic and I need to be nicer to myself. And today I wasn't very nice to myself. Today was an anxious day because I had self-doubting thoughts again, right? Like that's the truth. You know, I worked last week probably 70 to 80 hours. I'm not even being funny because I had so much shit I needed to get done because from being out of town and having these clients because I need to offboard. Like that is the truth about entrepreneurship is it is a fucking grind. And all the while I'm trying to learn who the hell I am again and get my life back together and find a new norm with not being in corporate America and really being on my own. So all that to be said, having the hard conversations has been huge. And honestly, I'm just leaning in and leaning in is going to create growth for me. I have seen it come over tenfold from May to September. I have grown as a person, grown in the rooms that I've been in. Like, I can't even express this enough. If you have friends around you that are really like not expanding your life, like get the fuck rid of them now. Like get rid of them. This is not like a nice zone anymore with like tiptoeing around like what needs to be done to get the work done and to get you where you want to be. You do not need anyone in your life that is not going to lift you up. I'm giving you the permission that you did not need to get your life together, okay? Get rid of the friends that are not nice. Get rid of the friends that make you feel obligated to do things that you don't want to do. Get rid of the friends that you can't have really, really important conversations. See you in hard times. Call you out when you need to be called out. Mirror to you when you need to hear something. Those are the people that will change your life. And I'm pretty freaking blessed right now. I'm surrounded by the most incredible people. I did a walk with my best friend the other day. We talked all about like this next chapter I'm going into. I actually was supposed to call my bestie right now, but I was like, I need to record this. I'm sorry. I got to call you back. And just get around the right people because they fill your cup. They make you excited to be alive. They make you excited to spend time with them. And I just think that so many of us go back to doing life and just hoping for a better outcome, but not doing anything differently. And one of which is the people you're surrounding yourself with. So really, really, really lean in to living the life you want to live, like live as the person you want to become. The power of who you are around is so freaking for real. Like I have leaned into like the you are who you surround yourself with more than I ever have right now. Like being in the right rooms is going to change your trajectory, you guys. I'm just going to give you like the background of like how we even got here. So like I left my job. I started an agency. I work for incredible humans and I've been given incredible opportunities. Like I just watched one of my freaking friends who's incredible speak on stage at a 1,000 women summit in Denver. And she brought me there to support her. And now I'm going to speak at her next event that she's hosting as like a $1 million entrepreneur. She's incredible. like I'm all my friends are incredible. It's actually insane. You're like, holy crap, they are doing the crazy shit. To speak to her people about brand and strategy and how to show up in the world. Had I never been like, oh my God, I think I need to get to know this person more, I would have never had these opportunities come to fruition. But there's something when you meet people and they fill your cup or they fill the person that you love's cup. Like for example, Callan is one of my besties. She has curated this group of friends who I can't thank her enough for bringing us all together. We call them us the 10X girlies, okay? And really like the wealthy circle kind of started because of this idea of community and the 10X girlies. The 10X girlies are those girls that I named earlier. And we always are supporting each other. They're the girls that mirrored to me like what I needed to hear. We come together, we support each other. We do crazy stuff. We talk about dreams. We make big goals. We do all those things. And then we help each other get there. We don't just leave it at that. And then we hold each other accountable to those things. I've been spending more time with them over the course of the last like 9 months, but really these 4 months, and having the toughest conversations I've ever had in my whole entire life. And really looking at like, what are my habits? Who am I? Am I in the right rooms? Like, is my circle correct? Like, are the people that I'm around correct? And really just leaning into like what community can do to change your life. And it has changed my life. So that's pre leaving my job, my corporate job. I realized how much it was changing my life. I was like, I got to do this for more people. I have a community of people out there. I need to bring this to life. Enter Wealthy Circle. I start doing Wealthy Circle, the podcast, and my corporate job for a few months. And I'm drowning, working my ass off, can't keep up, not eating good food, stop training really at all because I don't have time. I'm losing myself. I don't know what my purpose is because I don't know which way to go. You know, everybody's like, you have an incredible job. Like, what are you doing? Like, don't risk it. Don't leave. The other side, my 10X girlies are like, what the hell are you doing? You have an incredible opportunity right in front of you. You've always wanted to do this. Step into your power. So you're like getting these conflicting worlds of like, who am I and where am I going? I take the risk. I leap. I get in the right rooms with Callan, and I'm in front of David Guillaume all of a sudden because Callan's one of my best friends. She works with David Guillaume. David Guillaume invites us to a summit. We go watch him speak with Joe Dispenza. It's the most empowering, incredible experience I've ever been a part of. I quit the next Monday because I knew something was calling me. The universe was telling me things. I was seeing 777 left and right. It was absolutely berserk. Okay. I leave. I start working for David. We're doing rebrand work. I cannot wait for you guys to see it because it's coming out so soon. I'm in the room more with Callan. I'm meeting Steph more. Steph realizes how incredible our group is. We fly out to New Jersey. We stay in her home. We have incredible conversations. Yes. Oh my gosh. I come home and I just realize that if I'm going to be around these people who are lifting me up, I also have to lift myself up. Like, it is insane when you look around a room and you're like, maybe I'm outgrowing these people, right? That's like a really crazy, daunting thought. You're like, I'm outgrowing the people that I'm in this room with. That's bizarre. But when you are out or like being outgrown by the people around you because they're so powerful and they want to lift you up because they see in you what you don't currently see in yourself. Now that is fucking growth. And that is power of community. That is why the Wealthy Circle exists, is because of these 10X girlies. And I cannot thank them enough for being by my side. Honestly, hearing me repeat over and over and over again, the swirls of, should I leave my job? Should I start my agency? Should I change the podcast? Should I like change the wealthy circle? Like, should I make it free? Should I make it paid? And them helping me through that is like the best thing in the world. Like, you cannot do these things alone. You cannot do these things, these changes in your life alone. You can evolve alone for sure and have alone time. But when you're surrounded by community, you're going to move faster. You're going to be held accountable. You're going to hold yourself accountable more because other people are counting on you to just be the person you said you were going to be. And I cannot stress the importance of the people you're surrounding yourself with for what opportunities come before you, because I have never been in the rooms with more powerful people, never had more opportunities, more abundance in my life. And talking about it is actually incredibly healing because you realize how incredible you have everything. We are so lucky to be where we are right now. And also, I just wanted to say the world has been so dark lately. So many things have happened. I do not talk politically on this podcast. I will not talk politically on this podcast. It is a safe space for that. But also, that's part of the reason why it has not felt right to speak on the podcast too. Is like, why have I been holding episodes? Also, because life has been fucking heavy in this world, in the US, even in my state, Minnesota. So it didn't feel right putting out like episodes about my life when it's like, we need to be having different conversations right now. So just wanted to put that in there. So you're kind of hearing all this change and all these different things that have happened over the course of the last 4 months and how I'm kind of living as one person now instead of Sydney from the podcast, Sydney from Wealthy Circle, and Sydney from work, like brand strategy. I'm trying to live as one. And I also was trying to be the fitness girl, but like when I was at home, I wasn't eating well and not eating my protein and like I wasn't sleeping. I wanted to be really healthy, but like I was bringing my laptop in bed, going to bed super late, like just not embodying the right person. So one thing I'm doing is living as one person. That's number one, living as one singular human. The one person that I want to be is the person that's going to go to bed early, eat the right food, do the work, do the workouts, but that also that same one person is going to be the same person that shows up in the real life events, on the microphone, and in my full-time job. If I am working with really elevated clients and showing up with like bad energy or trying to talk on the podcast about things that I think people will like so that it goes better, you know, goes over better, but like that's me taking away my spark and my power. Like I need to talk like I normally would talk. I'm somebody who I can lead a conversation with a high level client or like have a really tough conversation with somebody or, you know, be really straightforward. And I felt like I was coming on the mic and dumbing myself down a little bit. I guess that's the only way I can put it, by not showing up as who I actually am. And again, these are not on purpose. It's just, I fucking lost myself for a while, you guys. I like didn't know what I was doing anymore. And I wasn't doing it for me. I'll tell you that. I was just doing it to do it. Going through motions of life and not knowing who I was again and not grounding myself. So that's a kind of a scary, weird feeling when you've realized like you've not been with your feet on the ground and really like with yourself. I would literally find no time in the day to listen to myself. I would never read. I couldn't read. Now I've read a book. Hello. Hi guys. I read a book. I'm so excited. I lost myself for a while and that's where I was figuring out how the hell can I live as one singular person, the person that does the wellness things, that eats the right food, that prioritizes meal prepping because I want to eat enough food every day to fuel my incredible body, who creates boundaries at work, who hires people. I was scared shitless to hire. And then surrounding myself with the right people. And again, I've been lucky enough to surround myself by these people, but really leaning into all my incredible humans in my life right now has changed everything for me. I have seen myself grow more than I have in such a long time.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So Steph Wigner is one of my friends and she was speaking at Shoshana, this woman. If you don't follow Shoshana, she's wild and crazy and she's out there, but she's 100% herself and an incredible leader and one of the smartest people I've ever probably met because she knows how to monetize and create happiness. I mean, like she is teaching people how to be themselves and making money off of it. And that is the coolest thing ever because it gives you that permission of like, well, I can't be rich because that means I have to take from people. And it like removes all of that. It's like, no, you can be rich and have people pay you for your incredible skills because it is worth money because it changes people's lives. Like that was the rewire that I needed to hear. But Steph brought us there, myself and Anna, to a speaking convention. It was a summit in Denver. This was like 4 weeks ago, or no, oh my God, 2 weeks ago. Flew to Denver. We're sitting there waiting for Steph to go on stage and because Steph is doing this big speech in front of 1,000 women. It was insane. She gets up there. She literally said she blacked out. She was so freaking scared, but I had no idea because she's on the stage. She's lighting the room up. She's making everybody laugh. She's like swearing being her authentic self. She's saying it how it is. She's being a fucking boss, okay? And she like mic drops on the way out. I start bawling. I've never been that emotional for something that my friends have done besides like getting engaged or them getting married. I started bawling because I just saw one of my mentors, now friends, literally step into their power and like get on a stage. And part of it was I've never been so proud of somebody like doing something that they were afraid of. And Steph is so capable, you guys. Like, if you know her, and again, go listen to the podcast. I'm going to have her on again. But she's so capable of doing this. And seeing her step into that and like do it, even though she was scared, was empowering. And it also was empowering to know, holy shit, if these are my friends, imagine what I'm going to be able to do. Because every time you see your friend do something incredible, instead of comparing your life to them, think, holy shit, my friends are cool. And that means I must be kind of fucking cool too. I'm going to be able to do that one day. I'm going to be able to do whatever I put my freaking mind to, because I'm watching my friends do that same thing. And if you're sitting here thinking the people who I'm around, the power of those people are not powerful, it's dim. It's like not lighting me up. I don't go out to drinks with them and think, wow, that was incredible. I don't go out to dinner with them and think, my cup is so full. These are my sisters or my brothers or who, you know, whatever. It's time to reevaluate, because something that is scary is sitting around powerless people who are bringing your life down. That is not how we want to roll in this world. That is not how we're rolling into the final quarter of 2024. No, oh my God. What's the year? 2025. What? No, thank you. We are ending all of that shit. And it's easier said than done, I know, but you got to give yourself permission to be the person you want to be and be that one singular aligned person and stop saying, I'm going to be the person that goes for the big thing and takes the risk in their job and does all these things, and then surrounds himself with people that are just not it. Like, you got to start coming into the embodiment of one singular person. Steph did a episode on do the shit, hard shit, scared. And that was like, it kept sticking with me, because I'm like, leaving my job was scary, but it was the right thing to do. The right thing to do, the thing that's going to move the needle with your life, is the hard shit. And it's going to be scary. So that's exactly why you do it. Leaving my job was not easy. It was scary. Taking on a client, I had no idea for brand strategy and a rebrand, how the hell I was going to do it is scary, but I'm doing it. And all of a sudden, remember that, like, in the beginning of the episode, I'm talking about how I've lost myself and that inner monologue is really negative and I don't have confidence in myself. All of a sudden, that scared loop is becoming a holy shit, I just did that loop. And it's like, I surprise myself again. Wow, I showed up and did that thing. I hired the person. I got the job. I locked in the thing. I did all the workouts this week that I said I was going to do. And now I'm surprising myself and repeating that surprise to the point it's no longer a surprise anymore. And now I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm embodying the person I want to fucking be. And there's days that are hard. There's days that I'm like, what the hell did I just do? Did I change my whole entire life in the course of 4 months? And some days are really fucking tough, because you work for yourself. You work alone. You don't have coworkers. You don't have people to bounce ideas off of. Thank God for Maddie, my counterpart and designer, because we have to talk every day. Otherwise, I'd go insane. But you start to prove yourself that you can, instead of wondering if you'll mess up or can't do it. And that is what changed my life. Doing it scared, taking the risk, taking the leap, proving to yourself that you can, doing it again and again and again. And that is how you move the needle in your life. And that's how you embody that one singular person that's going to go get the new job, that's going to get married to the best person in the world because you're showing up as who you want to be. That's going to work out all the time and be the healthiest version of themselves because they know who the hell they are and they know the decisions that their best self that they are is going to make. End of story, right? I think the mantra that I kept having in my head over these 4 months is stop wishing and start being. Like, stop wishing you were the person to do the thing and start embodying the person that's going to do the thing. Do the thing. Go to the gym. Eat the healthy food. Show up in your relationships. Say you're sorry. Look in the mirror. Have the tough conversations. Have the fucking tough conversations. Look at your checking account. Look at your credit card. Be so for real with yourself. And that is how you move the needle. It is not always going to be gentle when you want growth. It is not always going to be comfortable when you want growth and you want to become the better version of yourself. I feel like for the first time in my entire life, I've aligned my personal brand with who I really am. And I feel like the whole reason the word wealthy is here is because I wanted to find a way to say that I'm aligning myself with my personal brand. My personal brand is who I really, really am. And that is wealthy. Wealthy in relationships, in community, in food, in like I was going to say riches, but I'm not, that's not what I meant. I can pay my bills is what I'm saying. In everything, in tough conversations and incredible conversations and travel, my brand is now aligned and I want to bring you freaking along on the journey. And it feels so good to be sitting here knowing who I am again. And I feel like I have so much spewing out of me. And I'm so sorry if this is a scattered episode, because I just feel like I'm finding myself. I found myself / finding myself again. And I know how to guide you there with me. So yeah, I just, wow. Life has changed. I get married in 26 days. What other updates do I need to give you? 26 days from now, I'm getting married, walking down the aisle in Arizona. And everybody's like, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? And for a really long time, I was feeling very stressed about it. I was avoiding all the things I needed to do, but I was like, you know what? No, I want to be the bride that gets the shit done before she gets to Arizona, because I want to relax. I want to get to Arizona and I want to be able to freaking party my booty off with all my friends and family and just enjoy myself. So I did the scary thing. I got the to-do list. I did all the work. I made the list with Jordan. We started knocking things off the to-do list, and I proved to myself that the to-do list was not as scary as I had made it out to be in my head. So it feels really fucking good. We got everything locked in. I think like flowers, food. We're doing a buffet. That's like something that I think is like air quotes different, only because I had such judgment on buffets before I did one. Like I thought people were going to think, oh my God, the food is not going to be good, or like buffet is not, fancy or like an experience, like elevated enough. And I tried the buffet food and I was like, fucking screw it. Who fucking cares what anyone else thinks? It's my day. I want to do a buffet because I want people to eat as much as they want to eat and get the food that they want to get off of the buffet line. I don't care how anyone else does it. And I don't care what you think about my wedding, because I am going to make it the best day ever for Jordan and I, because we are going to have the best day of our lives. It's just so funny. Like I have been embodying somebody who wanted the opinion of other people to be the permission to be myself, if that makes sense. Like I needed permission to do anything because I was like, what are people going to think? Even about my own fucking wedding. I don't care what other people are going to think because it's my day. And when you start to realize that your most powerful people around you don't care what other people think, they're doing their own thing because they know that they're on the right path for them, you start to look in the mirror and you're like, oh my God, I've been giving so much power to everybody else except for myself. And I'm going to make my fucking life better by not caring what other people think. So anywho, fun things that we're doing that are actually locked in. Like this is a real ass update. So we have a welcome party the day before. We're going to Cala. I'm like, why am I like losing my mind on my timeline? We're going to Cala. It's a welcome party. We're doing that the day before. It's going to be so much freaking fun. I love Cala. Scottsdale is so much fun. Then we're going to have a dinner with like close family and friends as a gift from Jordan's parents, which I'm like so grateful for. It's going to be awesome. Then wedding day, I'll get ready. We'll go to the venue. We're not doing a first look. We're going to do the first look down the aisle. We're going to read our own vows, which I'm really excited about. We're having a saxophonist for cocktail hour. When cocktail hour comes, Jordan and I are going to get tattoos. I'm so excited. We have a tattoo artist coming to get our initials on each other's fingers. And then we'll go back to the party. Really fun, like announcements, buffet. It's going to be, oh my God, it's going to be insane. We literally requested loud music at dinner because we want it to be such a vibe. Like we want it to be like Toca Madura. I never say it right, whatever, that restaurant in Arizona, or like think of like house music when you're out to eat and drinks and it's kind of loud and you can talk to each other still, but like you're vibing. That's what we want to do. Then we will hit the dance floor, mother, son dances. We are doing an espresso martini o'clock because I just think it's so freaking fun. So everybody better wake their asses up and get on the dance floor. And then we're having some McDonald's late night snacks, which I think will be just so freaking fun and good and like just like greasy and just like a party. Like I just think of like, this is going to be epic. And then finally, we're having an after party with DJs, a DJ, I heard multiple. I don't really even know. And I don't freaking care because it's going to be so much fun, because all that matters is my people are going to be there and my family is going to be there. And we end the day, the most epic day of our lives, in 26 days from right now. I could cry thinking about it. I'm also just so excited because I found myself in this season. I'm like actually kind of getting emotional. I finally have found myself and I get to go into the most incredible chapter of my life, knowing who I am and what I deserve and like who the person is that I'm looking at in the mirror. I'm getting like freaking teary eyed over here. I've literally never cried an episode, I don't think. And that just feels so empowering. Like I know who I am again. I lost myself for a while there. You know, you lose yourself and then transparently, like you see reviews of people writing and they're like, screw you. You don't stay consistent on the podcast. You know, you're not recording episodes anymore. Like, F this girl. She always says she's going to come back and she's not. You know, I see those things. I'm a human, you know, like I see the hate comments online. I've, you know, we've got them on, we used to get them on TikTok all the time. So I don't really give a shit about TikTok. But when you're down and you're getting hit with all these things and all you're just trying to do is find out who the hell you are so you can come back to yourself, it hits even harder and it hurts even more. But I am sitting in this chair now saying that I did the work. I figured out what my personal brand is and who I want to be. And I'm actually doing all the things to embody it. It feels pretty fucking empowering to go into a chapter of getting married and knowing who you are. Like, I know who I am. I know who that person is that I get to walk down the aisle to. It's going to be the best day ever. And it makes me emotional to even think about it. Transparently, I'm being such a freaking crybaby right now. I don't know what's happening with me. Lots of emotion coming up because I think I've been holding all of these thoughts in my head and trying to find myself again and being able to do that and sit here and be like, I've done the work. I'm here. I'm showing up for you moving forward and I can't wait for it. It just feels really fucking good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So I'll leave you with this. The podcast is back. Hi, I'm so glad to be here. The conversations now moving forward are going to be as real as possible, but also as purposeful as possible, because I truly believe that the reason my life has changed so much is the circle that I've been around and the stories of other people. Like, I've grown because Steph has grown and I've understood her story. I've grown because Callan has grown, because Nicole has grown, Ariana, Maho, Corey, oh my God, all my friends, every friend, Courtney, literally all my friends in every single circle have grown and shared their stories with me. And I've been able to learn from them and like share my story back and hopefully help people grow. But that's what I want to continue. Helping people share their stories, helping you grow to live your best, most authentic, but also fucking incredible life, and creating community that fucking matters for people that want to do more in their life and know that they're destined for more. So these podcast episodes are always going to be an expansive conversation to help you get further in your life and figure out what your personal brand is and how to embody that personal brand that is just the most powerful, authentic, incredible human that you truly are. Everybody has a personal brand, whether you are embodying it now or not. You've got a brand that you maybe idealize in your head that you want to be. And then you've maybe got a brand of who you are that is like you're not the most proud of right now. And my goal is to help you get to that authentic version that you have in your head that you're so excited about, because I think I can help you do that. I help brands create an authentic version of themselves and show up in the world way more aligned with who they are. Like if their brand is elevated, they better look elevated. You know what I'm saying? They better speak elevated. They better embody what they are. I want you to do that too. So that is how aligned I feel right now, is like, I just want to help people do that. Also, I'm going to leave you also with this. I'm like, also. So many things, literally all over the place. But the wealthy circle is actually going to become free. And if you're listening to this, it's free. Like, there's no paywall anymore. This is where you can talk to me and talk to my community and now your community. If you're coming into the wealthy circle, it is for females who are just looking to expand who they are. Expansive, find your brand, get around like-minded individuals, talk about real ass conversations, have experiences. And the reason I went from making it paid to free and also in this 4-month period that I just decided to embody is, one, my mentors, the people that are in my 10X circle who helped me grow and also are my most incredible friends, were like, you are putting in so much work. This is the real raw truth. You're putting in so much fucking work and you're not getting paid very well. You're losing money because it is only $50 and it's really hard to throw shit together with a very small budget and make people feel like they are getting value, because it's like $50 in the grand scheme of things is a few coffees throughout your week. It's a little bit more than a full tank of gas for me. And I was feeling really like I didn't deserve the $50. I like felt like I was taking people's money and then feeling very anxious about taking people's money and then like not being as present in it because I was avoiding it because I was getting nervous about it and feeling like I can't bring together really big experiences because that budget isn't big enough. And so my mentors are like, what are you doing? Create a huge, incredible community that you already have because of this awesome podcast called Well Said that I forgot that I had, like this, all these people listening and supporting me and being there, and utilize your community to make people better. Bring them all together in one hub called Wealthy, the Wealthy Circle. Get a huge community in there. And when people want to opt in to elevate their life even further, like you are in the Wealthy Circle, you'll still get private episodes. You will have a literal group chat of the most incredible women I've ever met in my whole entire life in that community. All you got to do is go to the link in my bio and download the Wealthy Circle. It's free. This is not an ad. There's nothing else that you need to pay for. For the people that want more, they can opt in and pay more. I did a challenge in February. It was incredible. We had like 25 women and we dove in and we talked to each other every single day and we had weekly calls and it was a guided experience with mentorships. That is worth me giving more effort into and diving even deeper into and guiding people that really want to be there, right? So I just think there's power in community, there's power in numbers, and I want to change more people's lives and I want more people to experience the power of community. And so I'm making the barrier of entry zero because it just feels aligned. It's not worth it to be taking $50 from people a month. I'm sorry, it's just not. I would rather change people's lives. It is not, although I would love the money to create bigger and better experiences, the money will come if I just keep aligning myself with that one singular person that I am, which is somebody who is born on this fucking earth to help people live a better life, find out who they are, embody that person, and be wealthy. W-E-L-L-T-H-Y. So I would love to have you, is the mic drop of that. What else do I need to tell you before I go? I guess, honestly, the last thing I need to say is thank you for having patience. And thank you for watching me / being with me as I've grown over the past 4 years. This is crazy, but I've been on the mic for 4 years of my life. And I've changed more over those 4 years. Again, more even in the 4 months that I've been off the podcast mic. And you guys have seen me through like dating Jordan really early on and like getting over exes and like, you know, that trauma and all these things, and through a relationship with a previous podcast host that I was with, Soph, and just like change and moving and getting engaged and all these things. You've been through so many chapters. Like, I was bound to need a little time to myself to just know who I was again. And I feel like I got that time, and what's to fucking come is gonna be incredible. That's what I feel. I'm ready to dive fully in and just have the best conversations there is, because I've learned so much from these summits and from these mentors and from being in the room with Joe Dispenza and David Guillaume and Shoshana and all of these powerful people. I'm about to go to a summit with Alex Rodriguez and David Goggins, and I get to listen to them because I got tickets to that. So I just want to share with you, if you're not in those rooms yet, what I'm able to learn and how it's elevated my life so that you can do it too. Because every single one of us, me talking and you listening right now, is capable of being a better version of themselves. And I guarantee there's opportunity for that right now. And when you stop wishing you were someone else or had a different life, or stop wishing that you would go do the damn thing that you want to do, like start the business, break up with the boyfriend, get with the new girlfriend, do the whatever, leave a bad job, go into a good job. I don't know. Get to the gym. There's so many different ways you can apply this. You become the happiest, most authentic, aligned person. You look around, your circle is like the best people you've ever known in your whole entire life. and life is just this or better. And that's all you know. And that's more than enough to keep going. So I'm just feeling very lucky, aligned, empowered, because I'm aligning to that one singular person I've always wanted to be. And that feels really fucking special. So yeah, that's all I'm going to leave you with. This was a long ass ramble. I will have much more organization in future episodes, but I felt like I had so much to say and so much I was feeling that I don't know that I can really properly articulate it. So hopefully this resonated with you and you got a little eyeball in. I owe you more about my wedding. I owe you more about what the hell is Cozy and this agency. I owe you so many updates and feedbacks from each of those summits and what I learned from them. Like, I'll spend the money and go, and you get to learn what I learned. That's like the best part about it, guys. I will be the voice to pass along the information at a $0 price tag. Tonight, if anything resonated with you, go journal, or today, I should say, in the morning, it's night here. Get me help. Literally, my brain is like, okay, night time. Time for your sleepy time tea. Get a notebook and just like write down. I would love for you to just align with yourself on one side of the paper. I want you to write down your personal brand of like who you want to be. Like, who is that person? What does she do? What does she like look like? How does she look at herself in the mirror? What is she doing for work? And then I want you to write down your personal brand currently on the other side. And I want you to identify at least one thing that you can do right now to get you closer to that thing. Is it stopping the snoozing of your alarm? Or is it the stopping of pretending to be the person that wants to get up at really early morning? If you're working out and you're doing your thing, doesn't matter if it's 5 in the morning or if it's 5 p.m. It does not matter, right? Like, who is that girl? Who is that person? And how can you get there without having so many barriers? You're hitting so many barriers and walls. So just identify what it looks like. Who are you right now? And where do you want to be? And who do you want to embody? Because I guarantee we can get you there a lot quicker than you realize. If we just take a look at the mirror, have a little one-on-one time, like, oh God, look at your circle. Who am I surrounded by? And living as that one person you want to be, that integration of one. So, okay, I'm out of here. I'm done yapping. I'm feeling very thankful to be back on the mic. I'm very excited to share. Sorry for my sniffles. I'm also sick. So like, yes, I'm emotional, but I'm also like coming off of being sick. But just know that you are so powerful. Life gets even better than when you thought it was good. It gets even better. And I'm like living proof that you can take shitty days, shitty opportunities, risks, and like build a beautiful life out of it. And I cannot wait for you to feel what I'm feeling right now. So anyway, I love you. I will talk to you next week. And I might even drop a surprise early episode release. We'll see what I'm feeling like, but I'm ecstatic to be back. I'm proud of you for who you are today, though. Don't ever forget that. And I'm excited for the journey that we're about to have together, because so much is different, but also I just can't wait to be back with you all. So I love you, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.